Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Limina and Arte no Tempo.
They want me to write a podcast. Me of all people. And not write, of course. Recite. Record. I don't even know what a podcast is. Is this here a podcast? Who can know that? There will probably be some who know. There are always some. But what do I do now? How do I go on? I can't think of anything to write or recite, record. Outside, the leaves are falling from the trees. The wind sweeps them across the sidewalk. I hear them rustle. Maybe today is the last mild day of the year. Tomorrow it should be cold. Then comes the long, long winter. But back to the theme. To the theme I don't have. Back to the podcast. To the podcast about podcasts. Without knowing what that is, a podcast. Who wants something like that? Who reads, no, listens to that? I write it first. Then I recite it. I record it. I recite it like a poem. Like a poem in elementary school. Good boy, sit down. I'm so good. I do what I'm asked to do. I do everything that is asked of me. That was a quote. Anyway, someone asked me to do something. I do it. Write it down, recite it, record it. Who asks for something like that? And what's the point? What's the point of an unshatty musician like me writing a podcast? And at best, not about music. That's supposed to be best. But they forgot to say what about them. Let's imagine they said that too, the theme, like the school essay, my best vacation day. But they didn't say, didn't suggest anything, banned something instead. No music. All I can do is music, or about music if you like. Nothing else, almost nothing. A little bit of cooking, a little bit of gathering herbs, or gathering anything else, anything that grows wild and tastes good. You want me to write it down, recite it, record it? I think they'd like that. Maybe that would even be a podcast, a real podcast. But like this, no pod, no cast. I don't even have a real phone, let alone a pod. What should I cast then? Where to? In which direction? And for whom? Who wanna hear that? I imagine a podcast would have to have a theme. A real theme for a real podcast, I imagine. And if this here had a theme, it wouldn't be music. And music doesn't have a theme. But I'm not allowed to go into that any farther. It can't be about music. But I almost had a theme now. A real theme. That would have been fine. Then maybe this would have been even interesting. But like this. So it becomes nothing. Nothing with funny. Funny at the very last. Not even a little entertaining. Not even that. Who wants to hear something like that? Who? Who are you? Who are you to listen to that? Who are you to listen to how unentertaining I am? I don't know. How can I know? But if I don't know who you are, how can I know who I am myself? After all, I'm only ever the one hurt by someone else. That may sound twisted now. It really is. But it really seems to me that I'm nobody if nobody hears me. And someone when someone hears me. Really twisted. But that's why I'm asking about the someone. The one who hears me. That's why I ask. But I don't get an answer. Podcasts don't give an answer. That much is already clear. At least now we know this about podcasts. They don't give an answer. Nothing with answer. Another try. What would actually happen if you could answer? Yeah, what would happen then? I would have to stop. If you started to answer, I would have to stop. If only you could start. Then I could stop. I would love to stop. But I was asked to podcast. So I podcast. Or pretend. I just pretend. There is nothing other left to me. Nothing is left. Another quote. All quotes. Better to pretend. Then one is not what one does. It's better not to be. Much better even. Actually, even quite excellent. Then we even have something now. Something we didn't have before. Or maybe we did have. We just didn't notice it. You can't always notice everything. There is far too much. Too much of everything. More than one can notice anyway. But still, notice this. In the middle of podcasting, we noticed something. It's more than expected. Much more. I wasn't expecting anything at all. And now this. What was it that we actually noticed? I don't remember. I forgot. No matter. Easy come, easy go. No matter. So we still have nothing. Still no theme. Maybe have something else. In any case, no theme. Definitely not a theme. And now? Another attempt. A memory. A memory in terms of theme. When I was 15, the teacher gave us three themes to choose from, one of which we were supposed to pick and write about. But I didn't want to choose. So I wrote about all three. Or rather, I wrote about why I couldn't choose one of the themes. Maybe I even wrote that none of the themes were worth choosing. I'm sure the teacher didn't like that. I got a 5. The worst possible grade. I don't remember exactly. It was a long time ago. But I can remember the 5 and the wry grin on the teacher's face when he handed the essay back to me. So I do remember quite a lot. As long ago as that was. And what do we have now? What do we have from it now, from this memory? Maybe even a theme? The theme is the theme? Then we would have deserved the 5. I would have deserved it. After all, if the theme were the theme, this wouldn't be music. Because that's not what it's supposed to be. But I'm not allowed to explain that, otherwise this would be about music. And it's not supposed to be either. But what is it supposed to be then? I wasn't told that. You honestly can't expect me to know something without being told first. You can't. No one can know anything without being told first, can they? I honestly believe that everything one knows one was told before. Someone must have told it. How should one know it otherwise? Does not work. One can't. I can't either. How could you? Nothing was said. Nothing. At all, or I didn't hear anything. Maybe someone said something and I heard nothing. you can't completely rule it out. There's nothing you can't completely rule out, except maybe that there is nothing that can't be completely ruled out. That was almost a quote again, but only almost. Only the sentence form is the quote. But actually, it is not a quote at all, but a parody. I can also be different. I can almost be funny, but only almost. Don't worry. It will not come so far. I'm sure it won't. It won't come to that. It's going to come to that point. That would be even nicer. And it can't get any more nice than nice. That was funny, wasn't it? Almost, at least. A little bit. Not very. But you have to be satisfied with what you get. You don't get much. Especially not here. This is just not the place to get much. Rather little. If at all. If at all one can be happy. The best thing will be when I finally stop here. And one can really be a bit happy now, because that will happen soon. That I'll stop, namely. I'm going to stop soon. Without reason and without theme. I'll just stop. Right now. That's something to be honestly happy about. I'll stop in a moment. Now we are happy.
You heard Peter Adenauer. This podcast was released on 8th March 2022. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Art Nutempo.